Menachos, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. The Mishnah is wrapping up the topic of invalidating thoughts. As we've seen all along, there are four essential avodos of the mincha: the kamitza, the taking of a portion of the mincha; nesina bakli, putting it into a klisharas, a consecrated vessel; holacha, bring it to the altar; and haktara, the sensing, the burning of that portion on the mizbeach. Those are the essential four avodos. And if during any of those four, a person has certain thoughts, specifically what are called chutz l'zman or chutz l'makoma thoughts, he's going to do either the consumption or his human consumption or the mizbeach's consumption out of the proper time or place, so that would then make the korban invalid. Other erroneous thoughts, even if they're forbidden thoughts or crazy thoughts or usher thoughts, don't affect the kashrus of the korban. But now our mission will say that even in the context of thinking chutz l'zman or chutz l'makoma, improper time and place thoughts, there are still certain parameters. So the Mishnah will define those parameters now and say, even then, those thoughts might not invalidate the korban. Says the Mishnah, ha-kometz esa mincha. If one takes a kometz from the mincha, that's the kamitza, and it's equally true if he's talking about the nesina b'kli halacha or haktara. And when he does it, he thinks, le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol. He thinks, chutz l'zman or chutz l'makoma thoughts about eating a portion of the korban, meaning he's going to eat a portion of the korban in the improper time, tomorrow, not today, or improper place, outside of the Azara. But he thinks about something which is not meant to be eaten, meaning he's thinking about the komet which goes on the Mizbeach, or the Lavona which goes on the Mizbeach, and he thinks he's going to eat that komet or eat that Lavona in the improper place of time. Or similarly, Lahaktir Davar Shein Darko Lahaktir. When he does one of the essential avodos, he's thinking he's going to burn in the Mizbeach something which is not meant to burn in the Mizbeach in the improper place and time, meaning he thinks he's going to burn the Shirayim that he's supposed to eat on the Mizbeach tomorrow or on the Mizbeach outside of the Azara. So then kasher, the carbon mincha remains kosher because those thoughts are only relevant to, meaning they can only be posel, they can only invalidate a carbon if he's thinking about eating that which is meant to be eaten or burning something which is meant to be burned. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's still invalid. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, the pasuk which tells you there are two kinds of consumption, two kinds of achila. The pasuk says, ve'im he'achol ye'achel. So that, referring about if that's the source, that pasuk becomes the source of essentially these psulim over here, and it refers to two eatings, eating and eating, if you will. So the two consumptions are the mizbeach's consumption and the human kohen's consumption. So those are put together, not just tell you two separate kinds of consumption, but says Rabbi Eliezer, to understand to teach you that the two kinds of consumption are to some degree connected, to the point that if you think about eating that which is meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach, or about burning that which is meant to be eaten by a Kohen, it still makes it puzzle. The Chacham disagree that Shita, and the Halacha follows the Chacham. The Chacham say no. The reason why we're referring to the Mizbeach, the altar's consumption as Achila, is to teach you that the requisite amount is the same as an all requisite amount of eating, meaning a kazayas, an olive's volume of improperly burned komets or improperly burned Lavona is the issue. And that's what the Mishnah comes to say right here. It says, if when he's doing one of the four avodas, he thinks, le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, he thinks about eating something which is meant to be eaten, and he thinks about the shirayim, and he thinks about eating the shirayim in the improper time, tomorrow, or improper place outside the Azara. Or le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, where he thinks during the essential avoda he's going to burn in the Mizbeach Lavona or the komets, which is meant to be burned in the Mizbeach. But he thinks about doing it in the improper place or time. But pachos mekazayas, he doesn't intend to do the whole of the komets or eat the whole of the shirayim in the improper place or time. He's just intending to do a tiny bit of it, less than an olive's amount. In that case, also kasher, the korban remains kasher, because although the thought is erroneous and the thought is wrong and he shouldn't have it, but since he's thinking about eating or burning less than a kazayas, and in halacha, the legal act of achila, of eating, requires the consumption of at least an olive's amount of food. This is halach l'mosh mi-Sinai. But if you eat less than a kazayas, it's not called achila, and that's across the board and called Torah Kula. So to over here, if you have a thought about doing chutz l'zman or chutz l'makomo, consumption of the mizbeach or a person, of an amount less than a kazayas, it's not called achila, and therefore the korban remains kosher. Finally, says the Mishnah, le'echol kachatzi zayas, l'haktir kachatzi zayas. If during one of the four essential avodas he thinks about half an olive's amount he's going to eat in the improper place or time. Another half of an olive's amount he's going to burn in the improper place or time. We're talking about eating shiraim and burning the lavona or burning the komet. But he thinks about just a half a zayis of each. So kosher, those two thoughts don't combine, meaning it's still the carbon remains kosher. She'ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because the amount you need for the achila, the eating by a person, and the haktara, the burning of the mizbeach, its consumption, aren't mitzdaref, they don't combine to make a whole kazayas. The truth is, this last sentence of the Mishnah was mentioned explicitly earlier on in the first parak. The question is, so why are we saying it again here? We know that achila and haktara are not mitzdaref. The answer is that you might have thought Reb Eliezer, who says that they're connected, maybe he holds that if you do think half a kazayas burning and half a kazayas eating in the improper time or place, that would make it invalid. But no, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that they're not mitzaref, and if you think about half kazayasim for eating and burning, the korban remains kosher.